If you are a frequent attender here at chapel, you may remember what I'm preaching in every Wednesday afternoon whenever I have chance. I'm preaching from the book of Acts, and I'm preaching now from chapter 9. I'm going to read several verses, the first passage of chapter 9. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." The story I just read is the beginning of chapter 9. The man called Saul, we know that his name is going to be changed as Paul later, right? This guy was with the crowd who stoned, killed Stephen in the chapter 7 in this book. He was one of kind of the far right, ultra Jewish activist who hated Jesus' followers. So in verse 1, as I read, he was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. It was not enough to kill Stephen to him. He wanted to kill more. He wanted to find more. And he felt like, my job almost done here, or somebody else can take my job in Jerusalem. I like to go beyond Jerusalem. I like to take some kind of mission trip to get more Christians in the big city called Damascus. And I believe this guy believed in God. He loved God. The way he loved God was not right. He threatened and murdered the disciples in Jerusalem. To Saul, the followers of Jesus, they were just the enemies of God who must be eradicated. So this guy went to the high priest, like a bishop or pope or like the senior pastor, and asked him, "Give me the letter. You can endorse me to work for this at Damascus." So that he wanted to find the people, he said, who men and women who belong to the way, and I will bind them and bring them back to Jerusalem. Here we can find a very interesting definition of the early church or Christians. In verse 2, Saul called it the way. The way was the kind of a name of followers of Jesus in the book of Acts. And the way is mentioned several times through the entire book of Acts. And this is the first time. Later in chapter 19 in this book, Saul was in Ephesus. At that time, he was called Paul. He met some people in the synagogue and who became obstinate. He said they refused to believe and publicly malign the way. So Paul left the synagogue and continued to preach the gospel. Well, it would be heard rather than remain with those who denigrated the way. And after then, also in chapter 24, he stood in front of Felix, the Roman governor. Even Roman governor knew, and Paul said, "I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of the way." So later, Paul identified himself, "I am a follower of the way." And also, Peter actually refer Christianity as the way of truth in 2 Peter chapter 2. And also letter to Hebrews, we also can find that Jesus' broken body is the new and living way for us to enter the most holy place. Where did the word way come from? We believe it is from what Jesus said about himself. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. The first word Jesus used, he said, I am the way, and that way, the word used a lot in Book of Acts. So that was the first identity, the word describing who followers Jesus were, and maybe the word also can define who we are. Do you belong the way? Do you belong the way? Even do you call your faith journey or spiritual journey as the way? If you do, how did you belong to this way? You may not remember any longer, but you were called, you were invited, or you listened. Whenever you walk into this place of worship, whenever you walk into the building, this Plattwoods Church, that's a good reminder of who we are. We are walking on the way, and we belong to this way to meet God, belong to God as a people on the way. After this service, chapel, you're going to be invited to a way. Maybe some of you are going to stay in this. Maybe you may just walk a little bit. Some of you are invited to go to our worship center. That's a little farther away. When you go there to pray for the people who are going to come to attend in our services in this season of Advent and Christmas, think about the meaning of your way in Christ, the way you belong to, and make that way become the way people are coming also belong to. In the verse 3, in the same chapter, now as Saul was going along and approaching Damascus, he was on the way. It was not the way of Jesus. It was his own way. Suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he asked, who are you, Lord? To capture the people who belonging to the way, Saul was on the way to Damascus. On that way, he encountered divine presence of Jesus. And Jesus called Saul's name twice. And I don't know how many times you heard your name called twice in your life. What does it mean that? Do you remember when you're a little child, your parents, your mom or dad called your name twice? What does it mean that? You're in trouble. I found that 7 times God called someone's name twice in the Bible. We might have more, but I found or less around 7 times. Here are some examples. Abraham, Abraham. God called Abraham twice. Why? That was time this God tried to stop him when he was sacrificing Isaac on the Mount Moriah. Jacob, Jacob. God called Jacob twice too. God told Jacob not to be afraid when he went down to Egypt. Do you know what happened when he went down? He met the son he felt he knew who were killed or lost, Joseph. And we know that this verse, maybe this name a lot, and much better. Moses, Moses, what happened? He was called to lead his people out of slavery. Have you heard the name Samuel called twice? I do a lot because that's the name of my son. I did a lot. Samuel, Samuel. God called Samuel when he was a little boy. Later he grew up to become a prophet, the greatest prophet in the history of Israel. And also we heard this name, Martha, Martha. Jesus called this name twice. Do you know what was going on with Martha? She was so busy, was distracted by a lot of chores. She didn't focus on her main guest, Jesus, who was there. And also you heard that name, Simon, Simon. Do you know what happened? Jesus told him, even he will deny Jesus, but after he repents, he will strengthen the other believers. And today, here in Book of Acts, chapter 9, we can find the name Saul called twice. Jesus called Saul and chose him to be an instrument to witness to the name of Jesus to the Gentiles. Whenever Jesus or God in the Bible called the name of these people twice, God was about to do something dramatic in their lives. So you must be scared if your name is called twice in the church. It might be your pastor or God, whoever. You might be in trouble, and we need you here. God needs you here to do something, make dramatic. And also, this is a reminder how our God in the Bible is relational. God speaking to get our attention and address our hearts. When God called you, God doesn't call you, hey, you, come, follow me. Never. God will call your name to follow Jesus. God calls us to belong to the way Jesus taught us. And these days, we are learning the way in the Lord's Prayer. So whenever you recite the Lord's Prayer, whenever you move in, move out in this church, think about the way you belong to, and also focus on, maybe give your ear to what God called you today. Maybe your name called twice. That might be the day God changes your life. Let us pray. We'd like to pray Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.